Heading, the Outpost Centers, subheading from Outpost Centers. It is God's design that our people should locate outside the cities, and from these outposts warn the cities and raise in them memorials for God. There must be a force of influence in the cities that the message of warning shall be heard. Review and Herald, April 14, 1903. Subheading, as a barrier to contaminating influence. We must make wise plans to warn the cities, and at the same time live where we can shield our children and ourselves from the contaminating and demoralizing influences so prevalent in these places. Life Sketches, page 410, 1915. Subheading, low-priced rural properties. We are to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves in our efforts to secure country properties at a low figure, and from these outpost centers, we are to work the cities. Special Testimonies, Series B, number 14, page 7, 1902. Subheading, in easy access to the cities. Let men of sound judgment be appointed, not to publish abroad their intentions, but to search for such properties in the rural districts, in easy access to the cities, suitable for small training schools for workers, and where facilities may also be provided for treating the sick and weary souls who know not the truth. Look for such places just out from the large cities, where suitable buildings may be secured, either as a gift from the owners or purchased at a reasonable price by the gifts of our people. Do not erect buildings in the noisy cities. Medical Ministry, pages 308, 309, 1909. Subheading, working in, but not living in cities. The truth must be spoken, whether men will hear or whether men will forbear. The cities are filled with temptation. We should plan our work in such a way as to keep our young people as far as possible from this contamination. The cities are to be worked from outposts. Said the messenger of God, shall not the cities be warned? Yes, not by God's people living in them, but by their visiting them, to warn them of what is coming upon the earth. Letter 182, 1902. Subheading, as did Enoch. As God's commandment-keeping people, we must leave the cities. As did Enoch, we must work in the cities but not dwell in them. Manuscript 85, 1899. Subheading, lessons from Lot and Enoch. When iniquity abounds in a nation, there is always to be heard some voice giving warning and instruction, as the voice of Lot was heard in Sodom. Yet Lot could have preserved this family from many evils had he not made his home in this wicked, polluted city. All that Lot and his family did in Sodom could have been done by them, even if they had lived in a place some distance away from the city. Enoch walked with God, and yet he did not live in the midst of any city polluted with every kind of violence and wickedness, as did Lot in Sodom. Manuscript 94, 1903.